Well, good morning, everyone. It's Matt Elliott here with Lloyd Jackson. And joining us right now is Blake Rockwell. Blake is the founder of a nonprofit called Special Spectators, and it's going to be a lot of fun to have Blake tell you more about it. Blake, good morning.
Good morning, Lloyd and Matt.
We're really glad to hear you, have you here, Blake. So, Blake, let's start off by telling everyone a little bit about Special Spectators. What does Special Spectators do, and who does it serve?
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. Special Spectators is a Detroit-based nonprofit organization that creates transformative and memorable VIP all-access game day experiences for seriously ill children and their families at sporting events across the United States. We got our start in 2002, which means that this upcoming college football season is our 25th campaign. And since 2002, we have hosted over 10,000 patients, parents, and siblings in all at almost 500 games.
And Blake, one of your early major partners, I understand, was Coach Pat Fitzgerald of Northwestern. How did that relationship help shape the early growth of the organization?
Yeah, Coach Fitz has been a huge supporter of Special Spectators. I've known Fitz for 20 years. We first met at the 2006 Big Ten Media Day. And he's been a huge supporter of our organization from day one. He's been completely engaged and all in. If you know Fitz, he brings the juice to everything, every second. And he's fully supported Special Spectators. And I'm excited to announce publicly right here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes and the flagship station of MSU Athletics that Special Spectators will be at Michigan State, thanks to Fitz, and as well as the MSU football chief of staff, Jacob Schmidt, marketing head, LaRonda Burley, and the head of MSU Sports Properties, Otis Wiley, all teaming together to give some local seriously ill kids an incredible Spartan experience at Spartan Stadium this season.
That's great news.
That is fantastic news, Blake, and we're glad you're delivering for MSU. We appreciate that. When you think about what that day will look like, you know, for the patient and their family, walk us through quickly what that experience is like for a child.
Yeah, thank you. So a game day experience for a seriously ill kid and their families, because we like to get as much of the family members involved as possible because everyone's impacted by this illness. We of course, get them to the stadium extremely early because they're getting into the locker room before the guys arrive. And they get to try on their favorite player's helmet and equipment and slide their little tiny foot in a size 20 cleat. We get them involved in you know, a unique tradition that might be taking place at the host school. So for Michigan State, it might be the walk from Kellogg Center to Spartan Stadium. We do a tailgate because if you're going to a college football game, you got a tailgate. But it's a G-rated tailgate, not what Matt Elliott for doing outside Spartan Stadium. But and so we do a tailgate, and we'll have special guests come to that tailgate. It might be cheerleaders, the mascot, you know, part of the marching band, famous alum, people like that, other student athletes also within the athletic department. Then it's off to the stadium and being on the sidelines for the pregame warm-up and just being arm lengths from the guys as they're warming up. Sometimes our kids serve as honorary captains and will participate in the actual in the coin toss with the actual team captains. It's being announced to the crowd, which is my favorite element of our game day experience. So imagine a group of kids who are just going through so much, standing in front of 75,000-80,000 at Spartan Stadium being announced to them and just having the loudest standing ovation for these kids. And then, of course, it's watching the game and then hopefully back to the locker room, maybe post-game for a celebration. That's kind of what our typical game day experience looks like with the dozens of partners who we partner with across the country.
You know, it's something very powerful about sports, creating that break from medical treatments.
Absolutely.
And hospital visits and, you know, difficult routines. It's important to have that sense of a normal childhood in what you're doing. I mean, it's making them just feel normal just for that time.
Absolutely. And that's a big thing that we hear from our families. It's just having the opportunity to have normalcy return to their lives. And also to, obviously, these kids get injected with a lot of things in the hospital. And what we're injecting them with is just pure joy, excitement, fun, memories, laughter that they get to share with their families during that extremely difficult time. You know, it's not unusual for families to tell us, holy cow, this is the first time I've seen my child smile since their diagnosis or since whatever. But what really touches at the heartstrings and is even more powerful is when you hear a small child say the same thing about their parents. And you kind of realize the guilt that that child is carrying, even though they have no control over their illness, the guilt that child is feeling about how their illness is impacting the family. And for them to finally see their illness bring something good to the family is a huge relief for the kids too. And you get to see that weight be lifted off of their shoulders throughout our game day experience. It's incredibly powerful. And then the other benefit real quickly is that a lot of these kids have been going through a lot. This is all that they know for their entire life. And their batteries start to run low, man. I mean, their tanks are running dry. They're running on fumes. And we hear from doctors, nurses, child life specialists, other people in the hospital after their game day experience, they'll say, holy cow, that kid is a whole new kid after going to game day, and they are now fighting their fight with a whole new vigor and a whole new energy. And so the benefits of going to game day are just endless, and they're so powerful, more powerful than I could have imagined when I created the organization 25 years ago.
And you know what, Blake, we've known each other for that full 25 years, and the arc and the growth of what you've done is incredible. In the 30 seconds or so we have left, tell us a little bit about how our listeners can get involved, because this is an all-volunteer organization.
We are a completely volunteer organization with 200 volunteers across the country. And people can go online onto our Special Spectators website, specialspectators.org. That's .org. And you'll see a donation button, right, orange button right at the top of our website. Click on that donation, if you would, please, and donate to Special Spectators, because it's critical for us. The more money we raise means the more kids we're able to serve. And it also means the greater game day experience we're able to create for the kids that we serve. And, you know, we're looking not only for support from individuals, but from the corporate community, from the philanthropic community, and from the sports community here in Michigan and southeastern Michigan, the Detroit area, because there's a lot of exciting things going on, not just in the amateur athletic world, but we also would love to move into the professional sports world also.
And we'll pick that one up next time. But Blake Rockwell, founder of Special Spectators, thank you so much for the work that you do, and we'll look forward to seeing you this fall in Spartan Stadium. Take care.
Thank you, guys. We're so excited. It starts 12 weeks from tomorrow.
All right, Matt Elliott, thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend, my friend.
I will do that. You too. Thank you very much.
All Talk is next.